Blog Talk Radio.
Being the seer, the bell, members of the faculty and members of the student body of the legislative institution of learning.
There comes a time
I've asked several things
when we heed a certain call
to talk about
when the world
before such
must
a
come
large
together as one
enlightened audience.
There are people
so many problems facing our nation and our world.
Time to lend a hand.
The one who could just take off anywhere.
The greatest gift of
today I would like to tell the name of the space problems and die and rush right
on.
Out and go to New York and talk about
day by day.
Vietnam tomorrow and I've been talking about a great deal this week and the week before the back.
We are the children.
Dr. King marched in Chicago for open housing. We're talking to Reverend Al Sampson. Reverend Al Sampson was ordained by Dr. King. And on the 4th of August, we marching back to Marquette Park, where they wouldn't let blacks even come in Marquette Park. And I was one of the marchers that marched in Marquette Park, along with Reverend Edgar Jackson, and along with many others that marched into Marquette Park for open housing. When we got there, they called us, said, "Niggas, go home. We's at home." Dr. King was stoned there. Dr. King said that Chicago is the worst place in the world when we marched in Marquette Park. 4th of August, we're doing a repeat. We're going back there and have prayer, Reverend Al Sampson. But I want to call out the ancestors that was involved in that movement that we're talking about tonight. That movement that so many people participated in, and some of them is not here. So I have to call their names, okay? And I call their names because their names mean something, because they was in the midst of the movement, and they was there in the movement, and really Dr. King, Dr. Ralph David Abernathy, Reverend C.T. Vivian, let me see who else we had there. We had so many people there. We had so many people there marching for open housing. We had Reverend A.I. Dunlap of the Coalition, Brother John Hatcher, Brother Barry from the construction industry. We had Thurston from the West Side Organization, Chester Robinson. We had Sister Minnie from Mount Sinai Baptist Church, Reverend David Coleman. Some of these people have passed on, but their name needs to be brought out. Mother Annie Bacon, that's Jeff Ford's mother, she cooked for us, and we marched to Marquette Park for black for open housing. I remember just as good when we had young brothers that were with us marching just for people to go buy a house. You had the money to buy it, but the white folks wouldn't let you come in to that neighborhood. That's Marquette Park. And they jump on black and pull them out the car and beat them and leave them for dead. Till we start, we took a summer. We moved from 40 North Ashland all the way down Ashland to 71st Street over to Western, and we marched across from the Nazi headquarters, they had headquarters, on Rockwell and Western. So we marched over there. Reverend Clevin was involved. Reverend Wright was involved. Reverend John Thurston was involved. Reverend Blair was involved. And there were so many ministers involved in the march that we had. It was black was saying, "We want open the house and we want it now." Some of the women were Mother Grady from Inglewood, Mother Annie Bacon Ford from Woodlawn, Mother York Mother York had her own church, but she was with Fellowship. Mom Houston with Operation Push. Willie Bell with Operation Push. Evelyn with Operation Push. These are people that have gone on, but they opened up the door for black to be able to move in Marquette Park. Now you got more Spanish folks there and people foreigners there than black folks, and we march for it. So that's some of the stuff that we were talking about tonight. I share our ancestors. I want to say this tonight with my bell at. Thank you, Karen. I might have a couple of messages for you tomorrow over at Third Woods Methodist Church on 103rd there. We got farmers bringing watermelons and greens. We got farmers from Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Missouri will be at Thornwood tomorrow at 8 o'clock. They're bringing fruit from their garden down in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and Texas. They're bringing fruit up, and they're going to be at that church. One of the things where we did that, because blacks in some black neighborhoods, it's no store. It's a desert. Doesn't mean ain't nothing there. So these guys, thanks to Reverend Al Sampson, that they bringing food up, greens, tomatoes, watermelon, whatever grow in the garden, they're bringing it up. They're going to showcase it over at Thornwood Methodist Church tomorrow at 8 o'clock. They'll be there from 8 to about 2 o'clock, to maybe from 8 to about 2, because they got to go back down to Missouri, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Now, this is happening now. Don't forget, on August the 4th, we will be at the Garden Foundation marching from 40 North Ashland all the way to 71st and Ashland, down 71st to Marquette Park in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, Stop the Killing, Save the Baby. If you're in Chicago, you support it, because we are going back. And one of the things the Spirit told me that I was telling Reverend Sampson, that we got to backtrack Dr. King's footsteps, and we got to wake up the sleeping giant. I want to thank Singali. I want to thank Edward Bay. I want to thank some of the young brothers that stood out there, Charlie Boo, and many of them that was there. Yeah, Charlie Boo, I'm calling your name. Charlie Boo said, the bishop called my name. I say, I called your name. Boxdale, I called your name. Eugene Harris, I called your name. These are young men that was in the Team Nation, along with Larry Hoover, Jeff Ford, Singali, and many young folks, Mark Clark, Fred Hampton. These are some of the young brothers that was in front of the march for construction. Reverend Dunlap, Reverend Cole. There were so many people that were marching for open housing, and most of the women, Sister Janice, and other women that was there in the movement. Flossie Grady was there, Mother Ann, and many of them was there marching for the right to buy a house. They had the money, but the white folks didn't want you in the house. They didn't want you in their neighborhood. But we have come a long ways, I say. But we still got a long ways to go. And we bring it up with love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's one more time for us to come together. It's one more time for us to come together and pray together, fast together, and build ourselves up. God is in control. I think I told Regina that. God is in control. Well, I'm crossing over tonight. Since I'm crossing over tonight, on Friday night, Sunday, I will be healing under the tent. I'll be at 1025 99th Street under the tent. I'm going to be blessing and prophesying under the tent on Sunday from 11 to 12 under the tent, outside under the tent. The tent is up now. So I'll be out there under the tent. Some of you want a prophecy. You call me early. I'll give you your prophecy. You can plant a seed to the ministry. But I want to tell you some things going on. Let me say it again. On Sunday, I will be under the tent, the healing tent, and I'm going to do healing and prophecy under the tent. 10599th Street, that's where I'm at. 10-25-99th Street, come for your blessing. Kit, Get your sister, y'all. Come on, get your blessing. I don't know what God's going to tell me. Sister Betty, get your blessing and get your family. Come on over and get your blessing under the tent. There's healing under the tent. There's a breakthrough. I got a Raymond word for you under the tent on Sunday. I'm going to be there from 11 to 12. Start at 11. At 12, I'm done. Whatever I'm going to give out, I'm going to give it out. Whatever prophecy God give me, I'm going to give it to you quick, fast, in a hurry. That was like the first day under the tent. I was telling Brother Jahi, I'm under the tent. When you get under the tent, you show up and God cut up. So I'm looking for God to give somebody some heavy prophecy, finance, job, doors open up, a divine healing. I say, our ancestors going to meet me there. If I be there, the ancestors going to be there. And you be there, your ancestors going to be there. And I just feel something good going to come out of this and open up a door. So you get ready for God to pour out that divine blessing that you've been asking God for a long time. I say. So God's going to get ready to open up that door for you as we cross over with the ancestors tonight. Before I get started with the music and stuff, I told you I've been all the week. Mary Hawkins, I've been talking about 1, 2, 3, play for water. 12, 13, play for water. And we've been having floods back to back. It's going to get ready to hit Mississippi. Getting ready to hit the Gulf down in Louisiana. This water coming all the way from Minnesota all the way down through Illinois to Missouri, Kentucky. And then the rain don't help it. Then I said something coming back to back. Now, fire in California, a drought in Las Vegas, and some places Las Vegas on fire. Okay, some places Las Vegas need some water. Because the Hoover Dam is low. Water is everywhere. We have so much water in St. Louis in 10 minutes, people got drowned. We have so much water down in Kentucky, people, they still looking for bodies. God is in control. I'd like to read the 23rd number of Psalms. I ain't going to read it yet. But I want to go into the spirit world. And since I'm crossing over tonight, now, I'm going to say this. If God told you to plant a seed in this ministry, do it quick, fast, and early. Not on, just to keep the door, just to keep things working. You see, in Matthew, Jesus went and sat on the mountain. Everybody came, the lame, the blind, all of them got healed. The Bible said everybody came to see Jesus got healed. Everybody come to God gonna get healed. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing too hard for God. The young man said, called me and said, Bishop, the hospital ain't gave me no more pills, and they said, they want to put me on hospice. What you think? I said, did God put you on hospice? That's man. You go to your ancestors and pray. They said, They said, I got a month to live. The boy's still living now. I don't guess his money's up yet. Don't tell me what God can't do. Glory, hallelujah. I want to thank Sister Val, Sister Val William and Jerry William for getting the plumber out of here to clear them roots out of the tree, the roots out of the drain. We had a little flood. We had 15-minute rain. Everything was flooded. I want to tell you tonight, big money. I see it, big money. I decree tonight that you get some of that money that's listening to me over the air. Don't give up if you don't get it. Just say, God, make it so. And he will make it so. I say. You know, when I talk about the ancestor, I feel a certain kind of way. And I want to go to you, 75, 89. I hope Joe listening, because Joe, I picked up your grandfather, and this your grandfather was a little man. I picked him up, and he's very pleased with you, but he said you got some mountains to climb. That means it's some things you got to do to screen. Now, all is well, but let me tell you something. God put you with that woman to save your life. Y'all ain't hearing me. And I want to tell her tonight, 7589, I'm talking to both of y'all. God is going to open up a business for you come August or September, and don't let nothing attract you or y'all, because it's the money spirit been fighting y'all to keep you apart where it can come in. But I plead tonight, I say, the blood of Jesus. Now, young lady, when I look at you, your father is sitting in this big rocking chair laughing, saying, don't worry, I got this. You're going to see some falling. You're going to hear about some death. Not on your side, but on her side. And you already heard about one death they told you about, but they get ready to tell you about two more. Glory, I'm going to leave that alone. Now, I'm going to you let me give y'all a scripture, 7598. I want the man in your life. I want him to read 127, and I want y'all to read 119 together and discuss it, make a discussion out of it, and that will be that's a great financial blessing that's hanging over both of your heads, but you got to reach up and pull it down.
Thank you, Tan Spirit.
I share our ancestors tonight. And Dr. King is an ancestor now. Malcolm X is an ancestor. You got to call on your ancestors, Ashe. You got to call on them to work for you. I was talking to a young lady. They put so much of witchcraft on her and try to take her business. But I set some stuff up and plead the blood of Jesus on them demons. And I didn't tell her what's going to happen to them. Accident, family getting sick. It's not good to mess with somebody that God got his hands on. When you say God got me, east, west, north, and south, somebody says, oh, she's just saying that. He's just saying that. When God really got you, you got a connection with God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, and all the other stuff, the cars, the homes. You have all that. But I want you tonight. You know, people did you wrong. I know one young lady, the man that borrowed the money, don't want to get the money back, but he's cursing himself. See, when you don't do right, karma comes. Micah comes. Abaddon comes. I'm calling some names now. When Abaddon comes and Micah comes, I'd rather for Micah to come. When Abaddon come, it's over. Because Gabriel, the only one, can stop Abaddon. He got charged over Abaddon. But when he back up, Abaddon's going to do his thing. Hello, somebody. Hello. So some of the death that's going on, I say, is evil spirits that's not of God. Spirits that have been already, you know, one lady said, if a storm coming, I'm going to pray. When I told her, I said, miss, let me tell you something. What you praying about? I want to stop the storm. The preacher that preacher lied to you. You can't stop no storm. This is God taking care of his business, because somebody done did something wrong. And the Bible says the wage of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Now, rebuke that. You can't rebuke what's already set up by God. Abraham couldn't rebuke it. Huh? God said, find one righteous man in the town, and I will save Solomon Gomer. Couldn't find man, so he destroyed it. What I'm saying to you, when floods and storms come, you better get out the way. Because, look, God has already judged the ancestors and the gods. Let me say that again. The gods. I ain't talking about one God. The gods of the wind, the gods of the water, the gods of the earth have already judged that town. Already judged because evil have reached up to God, and God sent his angel to rectify Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. When I was reading that book of Enoch, when it went up to God, God dispatched his angels to take care of the fallen angels, the angels that had fell into sin. If he did that with his own, what you think he's going to do to me and you? You better wise up and make your mind up that God is God, and he's over everything. You have not, because you have not. You ain't asking nothing. Thank you, Kansas. Yes, yes, yes. Now, somebody, I see this lady text me right now. And she said, Bishop, since you crossed over, let me read what she said. I just want to know what I need to do. Let me tell you what you need to do. Come out of that homosexual stuff you in. Yeah, I'm going to bust you out. And begin to pray and ask God for repentance. See, ain't nothing too hard for God. But long as you get drunk and stay drunk, long you popping pills from Walgreens and CVS and talking about you all right, you getting ready for Abaddon to knock on your door. And Abaddon is the death angel coming to get you. Mess with your liver, your lungs, your kidneys, all of that. Your body tore down. But if you reach up for God, if you say, God be the glory, God be the strength tonight, on this Friday night, all is well. Stop living in yesterday and start living in the day. Stop saying what I used to do is what you're going to do right now. What's on your mind right now? I want a new home. I want a new car, debt-free. I want a home, debt-free. I want a business, debt-free. I want a job where I can make enough money. You don't need no two or three jobs. You need one good job. And it's a word just come to me. No call. See, when you ask God for something, you ain't got to beg him and jump up and down. God will give it to you. Let me tell you what happened. Here was the disciples had been fishing all night, and they didn't catch nothing. You know, this is how they made their money. You know, and here comes Jesus. Somebody said, Jesus, you can get on away from here because we don't need you. We've been fishing all night. But because you are obedient to the word, you're obedient to the prophet of God, Jesus said, put your net over there. Move it a little to the right. Now, they've been fishing all night, Joe. Joe, you're a fisherman. They've been fishing all night, Joe. They would have said, Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a preacher. You don't know about no fishing. We are fishermen. But obedient to God Almighty. And they moved their net like Jesus told them, and it overflowed the net. The boat sunk. They had to go get more boats. And everybody in that little neighborhood had fish for dinner, fish to pay the bill. By being obedient, it was a woman, had one whole cake. And she said, I'm going to eat this and die. The prophet said, what you going to do? I'm going to eat it and die. He said, hold up. The woman didn't see the angels that was around him. She could have kept the whole cake and died. But because she was obedient to the prophet, she gave it to him. He ate it. Some of you would have cussed her out, cussed him out and want to cut him or shoot him. But she was obedient to what God told her to do. About that time, three, four people knocked on the door. Yes, miss, I need a little meal. She didn't say, I ain't got it. She rested in the bottom in the meal that come from the bottom. Three more people come for some oil. She pulled the oil and it kept pouring. She fed that whole community for a whole year. Don't tell me tonight that God can't heal you. Don't tell me tonight that God ain't got your back. I want to let you know, Ashley, God got your back. I want to let you know whatever you need. Lord, God will give it to you. Therefore, whatever you need, God's going to give it to you quick, fast. Sometimes you can't see your way, because you got to let God get in the way. You can't see your way because you're in the way. My feeling, you hurt my feeling. You hurt my heart. Honey, let go and let God. Sometimes you got to leave old stuff alone. You can't, when the vase broke, you can't put it back together. Only God can fix relationships. Only God can build men and women up. I was asking somebody. You work all your life and just what you work for. You don't feel good. I'm telling you tonight, God is a healer, and he got somebody that can heal you. He got somebody got a word of prophecy for you tonight. And I'm going to give you the word tonight. You don't want to listen to it. All is well. Let me say that again. All is well now. Put that in your spirit and begin to say that. No pause. See, let me tell you what happened. The fishermen, Peter didn't have to call. They obeyed God. You ain't got to call and work and worry. When you ask God for something, he's going to give to you quick, fast. You ain't got to call for it. You ain't got to have five jobs. God will give you one job, will take care of everything you need to take. Huh? God's opening up a financial door for somebody right now. As I speak, I say. Don't forget. Sunday, I'm under the tent. 1025 on 95th, on 99th Street, I'm going to be under the tent. I'm going to be healing, prophesying, and got a special blessing for them that come. Ain't going to hold no long time, from 11 to 12. If you get here late, you done lost it. And Daryl, I want you to come. Sabrina, I want you to come. I got something special to put in your hand. Glory, hallelujah. Don't forget, on August the 4th, we will be marching to Marquette Park in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, open up open houses in Marquette Park where blacks couldn't go, where the Nazis had the town. They said, niggas, go home. We said, we at home. And we got to fight. We're going to fight right here in this park. Now the park has been named King now, but we're going to honor that on the 4th of August. If you want to go, meet us on Ashland, and I'll give you information for you to go. And I want to say this before I get started. The farmers from Arkansas, the farmers from Mississippi, Louisiana, and farmers from Texas, black farmers got together. They're going to be tomorrow over at Third Orange Baptist Church on 111. I'm going to meet some of them farmers. Some farmers say they've been struggling. They can't get the government, which is Biden, get them no money to farm, but they're giving money to white farmers, and they're giving money over to Ukraine. What about the black brothers that have been struggling here in America? And they were saying they ain't getting no consideration from the Biden government. Okay? Thank you, Kansas. I'm going to leave that alone. Now, let me go back to prophesying. I want you, those that are listening tonight, thank you, guys. If I don't give you a prophecy, don't get mad. Maybe God ain't got nothing to say to you. Maybe your ancestor might be mad at you because you won't do right. Hello. Thank you, Chances. Now, if you want a prophecy, press one. Some of you are scared I'm going to bust you out, so you don't want to be prophesied to. Glory. Hallelujah. Tell God, God is good. I just feel tonight that those that are, God got a blessing with your name on it. 3547, I'm going to come to you tonight. It's some money tied up that you're going to get. And I want to tell you, you can't put too much much in your sister because she's listening to somebody else. I want you and Ashley to kind of leave that alone because I don't want y'all to get caught up in the switches. Thank you, kind spirit. No, I want to say that to you. Now I'm going to 21. Oh, this is what I want to say to you. 35, 45. Pearl is sitting in a chair and she's looking at Ashley and you, and I want to ask you what you're saying to them. Don't let nothing stop you, and don't get involved too much in the people that you know that ain't right. Before I left him, those people was jealous of you. And if they're jealous of you, they're jealous of your daughter and your sister right along with that jealousy mess. And that's what she's saying. Okay. Give me a sign that I can tell both of them to know it's you. I'm waiting now. She said, don't make me cuss, Bishop. Don't make me cuss. Because she said, you know them damn people ain't no good from the beginning. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Jasper. Woo! I'm going to 2117 right there in Detroit. Now, I want to tell you, 2117, I want you to read Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And I also want you to read Psalms 91 and 10. Now, the prophecy for you is from your mother. Your mother is very pleased with you, and I want to know what you want me to tell her. What you want me? What I'm asking your mother, what she want to say to you. Stop worrying about things that you have no control over. And thank you, Chancellor. And you know what I'm talking about. What else you want to tell her? Thank you. She told your husband, your mother told your husband, get on and sit down, because I know. Whatever he did back when y'all were together, your mother told him to go sit down, and he's sitting down listening. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to let that go. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to 4119. This is in Chicago. I'll show you. I want to ask the question myself. I was thinking about you today. I said, you know, you might need to get your truck driving license or you can do some driving and you can get what you want. But your mother come to me, I say, told your brother to go sit down. Told your father he go sit down too. She wants you to make a decision on getting a new house. You said, well, Bishop, how can I do that? I don't know. She said, it's going to come, and you can get it, and the money is in place for you to get it, but you got to know how to get it. I say. Now, thank you, Karen Spirit. What else you want me to say to her? Stop worrying about grown folks and let grown folks take care of themselves. You worry about you. That's why you're behind now, worrying about grown folks. And when you always helping them, but when it's time to help you, you got to push and beg for help. Thank you, kind of thing. That's what Ann said. Thank you. I'm going to 8138. Before I prophesy to you, I want you to read the 23rd number Psalm. You can read it now.
All right. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Now, when I look at you. I'm talking to you. I see your mother spirit around you, and she done set two or three people down and telling them to sit down. Don't bother none of the family members, but y'all had a chance, but y'all wouldn't listen to Pearl, and they wouldn't listen. Some of them jumped out the window, some of them slipped off, and all of that, she's saying. For you, Mary, she wants you this year. Stop saying you can't when you can. He gave me a scripture for you to read personally for you, 100th number of Psalms. And she's telling me all is well. Don't, that means, don't backtrack. Go forward. Stop getting mad at family members jealous of you. Let them go ahead on. Because you will see in the end that they got big problems. I shall say. Thank you, Karen. That was for you. That was 8138. Now, as I prophesied, I see going into August, I see a hurricane down in the Gulf, down in Florida. I see people in Florida, Deborah, they got to come in. They got to leave from the coast of Florida. It's going to be so flooded. So much of wind damage. If you living on the coast, you got to come up past Baton Rouge. Probably may have to come up to Monroe. And if you're down in New Orleans, you got to come up. If you're in Florida, you got to come up maybe to Alabama. Or if you're on the coast of Mobile, you got to come up to maybe Birmingham. Because let's take this down. It's going to be back to back, 1-1-1. Hit them islands, it's going to hit America. God is doing some cleaning for America. With so much evil and killing and murder going on, I say. Our ancestors, they look at all of people, say, people scared to go outdoors. People scared to go to the store. But when you covered under the power of the Almighty God, everything gonna work for you real good. I'm gonna say that tonight. It's gonna work for you real good, quick, fast, and somebody, the bishop, in a hurry. God's gonna work in a hurry for you. I wanna say to you tonight, I may not have gave everybody a scripture. I wanna give you all the scripture for every one of you. This is for everybody listening tonight. Glory, hallelujah. For those, everybody that listening tonight, I want you to read Psalms 112, verse 7 and 8, Isaiah 60, and verse 1 and 2, and Isaiah 55 and 11. Now, those scriptures you can read, that's going to be some revelation knowledge in there for you. Okay, so get ready. Now, I want to say this to you tonight. You're going to hear about some things. And what I told you tonight, you was a vision. I don't know. I see a fire. And I see your tornadoes coming. God was saying, well, vision, where all that's coming? Because, you know where it's coming? God trying to get your attention. But look like God can get your attention because your attention on something else. Your mind on something else. See, I want to take your mind off of something else and let your mind be on the Almighty God. God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the divine God to keep you and will open up every door that's been closed. That's what he do. He's going to open that door for you. So I want you to get ready for God to bless you in a special way. Somebody said, God will bless you, and God will open up that door that you done lost your way. But I want you to find your way, because your way is the way of God. And when you find your way, every door that closed, it might, God going to open it up. And when God opened up, it's a divine blessing for you. You said, bitch, I'm getting ready for God to do something special for me. I'm getting ready for God to open up a door for me. If you want God to open up a special door for you, you got to get ready for God to do it quick, fast. Somebody said, in a hurry. God want to do it in a hurry for you. And when God do it, I'm praying for you, Rose, and just come in my spirit. Sister Wilson, I'm praying for you. Sister Natalie, I'm praying for you. Renee, Regina, I'm praying for you. God, the night have allowed us to come together to talk about the things of our ancestors. This is the spirit of James Cleveland and the Mississippi Mass Choir one more time. Go back one more time. Think about what I'm saying one more time. God has allowed us to be together tonight. I'm glad at this 9 o'clock hour, all is well. Even to listen to you, Father God, touch, heal. Father God, right now, bless those that in their spirit, they're going to plant a seed because they got a need. Bless those that need to be elevated. One more time. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Woo! Thank you. I'm glad to have the ancestors here tonight. I'm glad for Bishop Moore, Bishop Ross, Bishop Frank Cook, Bishop Dan Cook, Bishop J.L. Cox, Bishop Ford, Prophet L.K. Johnson, Reverend Johnson, those that are in the spirit world that paved the way. One more time. Glory! Woo! Don't forget Sunday. Got a blessing for you. Think about it. He let you live one more time. You didn't get killed. You didn't get murdered. You lost loved ones. You got loved ones in there. Come on now. Jerry Williams, I'm praying for you and your wife. Teresa, I'm praying for you. Sherry, Russell, Louisiana. Sherry in St. Paul. Alice, I'm praying for you today. Every letter, every telephone call. Dr. Crystal, I'm praying for you wherever you might be. I'm praying for you. Larry Hoover, Jeff, I'm praying for you. Thank you, Mother Annie Bacon. Thank you, Flossie Grady. Thank you, Flora Gibson. Thank you, Jerome Gibson. Dr. Gibson, God bless you tonight. Brother Calvin Gibson, God bless you. Those are lost loved ones tonight. That God has brought their spirit to you for a better living. Pearl, one more time. Johnny, one more time. George, one more time. I feel some kind of way. I feel that is a breakthrough, Lisa. I feel Joe a total healing. But I'm going to prophesy this here. Keep going to the doctor because you can get healed and you can't tell them you're all right. Wait till after everything gets over, then you're going to get healed. You have to keep taking the pills and the pain. Really, you ain't got to take the pills. Just bring them. Just get them. Don't take them. Because it ain't that kind of serious stuff. Stay on your herb and your tea. It's a lot of people got the monkey pop because they done violated God. A lot of people still got COVID-19 because you got to wear your mask and stay distant. This stuff is in there. It come from China, but they don't want to tell you that. One more time. Francis, down in Algiers, God bless you, Sister Francis. Mary, down in Paris, I'm praying for you. Darcy in Paris, I'm praying for you. Get ready, get ready, get ready. All is well.
Thank you.